Good morning and welcome to BBTV. I'm Stephanie Betts from the equity team at M&G. So after a very big sporting weekend, we thought you might need a little bit of equity relief to start the week. So when I was here last, we were looking at the European banking sector and concluded that it was actually quite an interesting fact to notice that Apple's market cap alone was nearly as large as that of the entire European banking sector. And that prompted us to revisit tech and have a few thoughts around, you know, should we pile into tech now? Should we actually wait on valuation ground principally? So we decided to take a closer look. So you'll be very familiar with the three charts that you'll see there. On the top left corner, you'll see FANGs versus the world, they outperform, no surprise. You'll also see momentum at performing versus value, again, no surprise there. On the right-hand side, you will notice, some of you will be very familiar with this, but obviously Netflix and Amazon having vastly outperformed not just the overall market, but the actual FANGs, and they're a big driver behind that FANG run. What's interesting is these are two companies that actually have no earnings, and that in itself is reminiscent of what's happened during the TMT bubble, where 34% I think of the market was represented by tech, and tech companies were now 23%. Things never really happened exactly in the same way, but we have to be a little bit mindful of what happened then. And if you look back, for some of us who were around at the time, if you look back 20 years ago, what brought the whole tech sector was nothing specific. It was just a few unconnected events that actually shattered the investors' confidence in those companies with big growth in their ability to deliver earnings. And suddenly everybody was looking at cash burn. Will they make it to the next round or won't they? And that ended up creating some very significant losses for a lot of investors, a lot of companies losing between 75% and 90% of their value, and some of them disappearing, never to come back. So where are we today compared to that environment? What has changed? What is different? What should we do differently? What could we look at? So the first thing is tech is everywhere. You'll see it on that chart. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, your interaction with tech is constant. The second thing is the tech content of things is growing, and it's growing fast. If you look at the Internet of Things, which is predicted to reach 14 trillion by 2030, this is actually the what is called the digitalization of the physical world through sensors and connectivity. So basically what it means is all items that are manufactured will be able to transmit and receive data. So everything will become smart. It won't be just a smart car or a smartphone. Your fridge will be smart and tell you what to cook, what's in it, what's missing, what you need to buy. They might even directly speak to Ocado for you. Who knows? So a few examples of the companies which we think are going to be really fully involved in that massive growth in that segment are going to be all the enabling technologies, the sensors, all types of sensors, from face recognition to voice recognition, to temperature recognition, to people entering in the rooms, everything, all of that will become really important. But I think the data bit is also very important. Data management, access to data, sensitive data stored in the cloud, thinking of all the access issues, the security issues, you'll need tech to regulate tech to supervise tech to control tech. So there's going to be a lot of tech around for some time to come. It's really not going away. Looking at the father of investment, of modern investment, if you want, Benjamin Graham, you have to look at the way we live to look at the trends, and then you have to dig into the data and figure out whether the companies are actually earning money. So on that last chart, you'll notice it's a free cash flow chart, which is comparing FANGs versus non-FANG tech. So you'll have the red bars are European FANGs, the dark blue bars are US FANGs, but interestingly, the best numbers are coming out of what we call discrete tech, which are the light green bars, which are growing their free cash flow much faster than the others. Why? Because they service a number of different end industries, and we think these are the companies that could potentially offer a safer harbor for your investment when you're looking at tech. So really avoiding sometimes the big headliners, but looking a little bit under the surface as who is powering tech, who's powering the next wave of technology. So we all know that in the short run, the market tends to be a voting machine, but in the long run, it is always a weighing machine and always earnings outweigh everything else. And we've seen that times and times again. So it's really for us about looking at for earnings versus hope or earnings versus hype. So that's it for me today. And I'll just finish with a few indicators for the week. We've got a lot of data coming out today. So first of all, I think Netflix is reporting tonight after the close. In the UK, we'll have employment data on Tuesday, inflation and retail sales data on Wednesday and Thursday. And in the US, we'll have a pretty big week with retail sales tonight, industrial production on Tuesday, building permits and housing start on Wednesday, to close up and round up the week with jobless claims and leading economic indicators on Thursday. Thank you for your time.